The Bryant Park Project blog ain't scared of nobody. All right, we know ain't's not correct grammar or proper English. Please don't email us. Some people did that. Except Laura Conaway is here. She's on top of it all. She's our web producer, and she's going to tell us what is happening. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Boxing Day.
And to you. One of the things we have, actually, is I've decided in the spirit of Kwanzaa and Boxing Day to be generous. NPR went out and rescued the bat, the silver-haired bat that we blogged about so much. And the reason I'm going to actually circle back and blog...
Didn't we name that bat Ron Paul?
We did name that bat Ron Paul. No!
Bat Mitzvah.
Bat Mitzvah.
Okay, sorry.
The weekend, all things considered, was about to name it a beautiful. And the reason I'm going to blog about it again today is that they have an image of it in the Bat Hospital, and it's truly beautiful. And so I'm going to go ahead and blog that. So we'll throw that up. The other thing we have is we're looking for listeners who got presents they don't care for. And what we'd like, actually, is if you felt like you could go ahead and make a little digital recording at home and send us a minute or two about what you got, why it's not working out, and what you're going to do with it, that'd be sweet.
And can we swap them on the website?
You can maybe swap them. if you're not up to making the recording yourself, just drop us a comment and tell us where to reach you. We'll call you and we'll try to play some of what you say on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we brought this up in the meeting, and pretty much everybody had a story about some gift that they either felt insulted for receiving.
It was okay, can Rachel, I write into the blog?
Yes, you can out yourself on this one. I was
trying
to dance around
it. My sweet
mom
gave me a present. It is the ugliest hat of all time, and I'm going to blog about it. And I'm going to put a picture on the website. I'm going to shame her into coming to terms with her bad style these
days. Oh, no.
I love my mama. I love you.
This was the nicest hat she could find in Idaho. Thank you very much.
It's so bad. Anyway, write in. We're curious about your story.
Yeah, everybody,
see if you can top mine.
Everybody had a horror story about their worst gift.
So, we've got more.
Oh, please.
I called the Iditarod biker's boyfriend. His name is Jeff Rose.
Now, do you know Jill Homer is this woman?
I've been following it,
yeah,
yes.
Following on the blog.
She looks more and more miserable every time I tune in.
She's going to take part in the human Iditarod for people who are just joining us for the first
time.
She's
going to bike 350 miles through the snow. But the thing about her boyfriend, who says that, you know, he's a little concerned that she'll get caught out in deep snow and won't be able to bike, is that he is actually running the human-powered Iditarod. Jeff Rose, running it. It'd be about 40, 45 miles a day. Thinks it's going to take me about 8 days. And I just said, well, you know, what do you wear when you do this? And here's what he told me.
I'll just be wearing standard running or trail running sneakers that are a couple sizes too large on me so that I can fit kind of a layering system of socks. I'll probably have like three or four layers of socks underneath them. And then I'll have a neoprene overshoe thing that can sit over the top of my entire shoe, which I'll just have that on when it gets probably below, somewhere around 10 below or so is the point where I would need, you know, that extra outer protection.
Yeah, I mean, 10 below, that's the point where I need a warm blanket and the couch. And he's talking about being out there in his sneaks.
The thing that's cracking me up about this is it makes me realize there really is a lid to every pot. If she's running the human Iditarod, her boyfriend is running it.
He's actually running it, yeah.
And they were men for each other.
Well, they're sitting around basically carbo loading right now. I mean, they eat, 7,000-8,000 calories a day. They eat constantly. That's all they do. They run, they bike, and they eat. And he's going to bring everything with him on a sled. I ask him what his sled is. He says it's just this little thing that's a little kid sled. He got it at the drugstore. You drag it along behind you with your provisions, and then you get there.
Can we hear that? Do we have that? Piece of that interview? Yeah, I think so.
Actually, just a cheap little, like, $10 children's toboggan from the local, like, drugstore was where I got it, actually. And then, of course, there's all kinds of little modifications here and there. And I've got short little children's skis that I attach to the bottom of it and a pretty elaborate pole system with a harness that I kind of made it all myself, just because everything I looked into as far as sleds that were made for travel in snow just had something about them that didn't fit what I needed to use it for, because obviously there's not anybody that's specifically making sleds for the 20 people that are doing this type of race or whatever.
So it's not a growth industry.
Don't we have laws against this? I mean, they make me wear my seatbelt when I'm in a car. If you're on a motorcycle, you have to wear a helmet. But we just let people strap some kids' skis onto a sled and head out for 350 miles in the snow?
If they practice hard enough. Apparently, it actually gets colder as you go. it's nice and cold, and then you go up over the mountains, up over the Alaska Range, and on the other side, it's basically a big, flat refrigerator. And it's you and the moose and the wolves.
We're going to have to drag these people back on a snowmobile, and we're going to have to pay for it.
I'm just trying to figure out that... So wait, he puts the sled sort of around his waist, and while he's running, he's got this little kid toboggan that he got at the Wally Mart behind him?
About 35 pounds of it. Yeah, I love snow and I love winter, and frankly, I wish I were doing what they're doing, but I don't know that I could, even in my wildest dreams, really. I mean, you could die doing this.
Yeah, in one hand, I sort of admire their spirit. On the other hand, I don't understand one iota.
It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. The whole point of snow sports is hot chocolate.
I agree. Après ski.
Après ski. And when après ski is 350 miles away, that's very, very après. Too après for me.
All right. Laura Conaway, thanks for bringing all the blog tidbits to us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, the news you can't use, the news you love to hate. We call it the ramble.
I think it's news you hate to love, personally.
Love, you're so invested in it.
We've got a great story from earlier this year, a story of giving, true giving. A vacuum cleaner salesman out in a sales call ends up donating his kidney. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.